The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Right now, it gives me a great pleasure to welcome to the show the Israeli ambassador to Ireland, Dana Ehrlich. Ambassador, thank you for joining us. Quite a few issues to talk about. Can we start with the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA, and the decision that the Israeli government have made to ban them from operating in Israel and in occupied Palestinian territory, including Gaza? Why was that decision made?
Of course. Throughout the years, not just Israel, but different countries, including Ireland, have seen the problematic way that UNRWA is operating. We've all agreed that it needs to reform, it needs to be changed, but we were always answered that this is not the time. What we've seen since October 7th is the systematic infiltration of terrorism within that organization. It is completely compromised. It's not just a few apples. And what we are saying is that UNRWA is replaceable. No organization is unreplaceable. Right now, they are not the biggest organization giving aid within Gaza, and that can be changed. And what we're calling for is for other countries also to divert their funding and operations to other UN organizations who have not been compromised by terrorism.
Now, John White is an Irish aid worker. He's UNRWA's head of projects and currently based in Gaza. And he described the situation as having catastrophic consequences for the people of Gaza.
What we've heard since the beginning of the war, since October 7th, when we were still fighting terrorism within our country and even before any ground operations in Gaza, we have heard alarming voices talking about what will happen in Gaza. What we've seen since then is daily coordination between GOC-COGAT, our coordination agency, and all of the UN agencies and different countries. It's a joint coordination board, a JCB, that discusses daily on how to make sure that there is enough aid going in, how is it distributed. There are many challenges. I'm not ignoring that. The situation in Gaza is harsh. A large part of it is because of the abuse of Hamas, the way that they misuse and don't let aid in, and also the looting. Not a lot of people know, but about 30 to 50% of the aid that goes in is being looted by outlaws and different organizations within Gaza. That needs to be addressed. But again, UNRWA cannot be part of the solution when it's part of the problem.
Now, when you describe the situation as harsh, I mean, there'd be people listening to the show, Ambassador, who would suggest it's more than that. It's a humanitarian crisis. The overwhelming majority of people facing acute food insecurity, that some of those people facing possible starvation. And they would suggest that's not the fault of Hamas or militant groups. It's the fault of the Israeli state and the IDF and their operations.
Well, no, because there are no limits to the aid that goes in. The problem is the distribution within Gaza. And we've been saying this all along. And again, there are daily coordination efforts. We are working hard to make sure that the aid goes in and goes into the correct forms. Now, all of this aid is paid by people like the Irish citizens. This is taxpayers' money. We all want to make sure that it goes to the correct places. And this is what we're doing. We are preparing for months now. Also, knowing that winter will come and how do we prepare for it, it's something that we take very seriously. So it's not something that we take lightly or we dismiss. We care about the welfare of the people in Gaza. They're in a tragic situation. All of the suffering can end, but we need to fight Hamas together. International community understands that.
Now, when the UN say that it's more than that, there are actually problems getting aid into Gaza, and that part of the distribution problems are not the looting and the management of this by militant groups, but rather kind of chaotic evacuation orders issued by the IDF. Your response to that is what? That they're not telling the truth?
Well, when you talk about the evacuation requests or orders, we want to make sure that civilians are not hurt.
And aid getting in. Hamas, the UN have said there's problems. You said there's no problem with aid getting into Gaza. The UN say otherwise. They said there have been bottlenecks.
Well, there were yesterday, there were over 200 talks. Today, I've seen 119 trucks from one of the entries, 37 from another. So the problem is not the trucks going in. The problem is distributing that aid. The problem is making sure that Hamas doesn't take control of that aid. The problem is making sure that Hamas lets the population receive that aid and that doesn't hold them hostages, unable to move because they use them as human shields.
Can I ask you, Ambassador, about, well, a matter domestic, I was about to describe it here, but it's a domestic piece of legislation. But the reason I'm asking you about it is because it relates to your country. It's the Occupied Territories Bill. So this, if it became more than a bill and it became an act in this country, it would limit economic activities with people or entities that have anything to do with what are considered Israeli illegal Israeli settlements on Palestinian land, for people at home who aren't quite sure. You have voiced your opposition in the past to the Irish government pursuing this piece of legislation. Why?
Well, I was very disappointed to see that they are moving ahead with it. And from what it seems in general, and it's not just this so-called Occupied Territories Bill, it's other anti-Israeli actions and initiatives, for a lack of a better term.
Can I just say, I don't mean to be rude. When you say so-called Occupied Territories Bill, I mean, it is the Occupied Territories Bill. So when you say so-called, you're saying so-called Occupied Territories, is it? You don't consider
because
them Occupied
the definition
Territories.
The is not clear. When we talk about Occupied Territories, there are some legal definitions that need to take into consideration. So these are all very
Would you accept the reality that there does exist illegal Israeli settlements in Palestinian land?
Well, no, because we object about the question of legality of it. But what I'm saying right now, that this piece of legislation is
so where Palestinians have been dispossessed by Israeli settlers, you know, of their own volition. I'm not suggesting the kind of the state or the IDF are with them, but where they go in and they dispossess them, and you see kind of building.
I'll finish the question first.
Your contention is that is not an illegal settlement.
Well, right now, what we are talking about, that this piece of legislation does not carefully identify the different elements within the law. It criminalizes Irish citizens who will be collaborating. It indiscriminately hurts Palestinians and Israeli Arabs. So I think the ambition to pass anti-Israeli motions is so hard right now. And one has to question why now, what is the urgency, that I think a lot of things are disregarded. Not just mentioning also the impact of the Irish economy because of the impact that it will have on U.S. companies. So for me, when I zoom out, not just about this legislation, what I see is a government and the opposition are competing themselves in targeting of Israel. This is not about Israel. This is not about the Palestinians. This is not about the welfare of the Palestinians. It seems like a very cynical political play, especially right now within the internal politics of Ireland.
Yeah, and we actually had a Dan O'Brien, a well-known economist in this country, making similar arguments about the economic impact on this country and the problems with the bill and why the government shouldn't sign it on the show last week. And people can listen back to that argument in full. It's up as a podcast. But do you believe that there are such a thing as illegal Israeli settlements in Palestinian land?
I understand that this is a question that is being debated within the ICJ and other international fora. I also know that this issue has been hijacked by different countries who, again, do not act for the benefit of Palestinians, but for the isolation of Israel. I don't think right now within this discussion we need to go into that question. It involves a lot of history, legal arguments, and legal technicalities that I think the listeners might not be interested in that. What I am
I think listeners would be interested to know, even in just broad terms, if you accept the reality that there might exist even one illegal Israeli settlement on Palestinian land.
But what is a Palestinian land? I know that when we talk about a future solution, and in the past, in different agreements, in the Oslo Accords, we were able to discuss and see how will that distribution look like? Where would the line cross? we are not at that political step yet. And right now, to pass this legislation, when we are fighting on all fronts, when also Palestinians are suffering, the Lebanese population is suffering under Hezbollah. So to pass all of this and discuss this right now, at this point of time, I think that it will be seen just like the recognition of a Palestinian state that Ireland declared. It was seen by Hamas as a success. They thanked Ireland for that. And this legislation will be welcome just the same way.
How, Ambassador, does all this come to an end? What's the end game?
Well, right now I'll separate the question to two. One is the fact that we are fighting seven different fronts on our borders. We have people evacuated and under fire in the south of Israel, in the north of Israel. We are all suffering from the same terror organizations, from the same malign activity of Iran. And that is one question of how does this come to an end and how are we all liberated from these threats? The second question is the Irish and Israeli relations, because we need to be able to discuss our cooperation, our relations, our potential when it comes beyond the conflict. Israel has a lot to offer to Ireland. We have a vast diaspora of Irish people in Israel. We have Israelis working in the tech industry in Ireland. There is a lot of things that we can do. If only the people working so hard in Ireland to delegitimize Israel and promote anti-Israeli initiatives would have invested some of the efforts in taking steps to benefit all of us, Israelis, Palestinians, Irish people, I think we would have been in a different reality.
Do you think that I was going to call him the new occupant of the White House, he won't be the new occupant until January, but the president-elect, that he might hasten peace in the region? He has certainly talked about it.
Right now, we will welcome anybody who will be able to release the 101 hostages. We are getting closer to 400 days that they are living in hell, captive in Gaza. So anybody that can bring them home, that will be blessed. We have worked with the different administrations in the U.S. in the past, and we will work with all of the administrations in the future. We know that the relations between Israel and the United States are strong and will continue being strong under each president.
Dana Ehrlich is the Israeli ambassador to Ireland. Ambassador, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.